Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivas Adigura Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 It was actually Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur who said the purpose of life is to beg the Mahamantra from the spiritual master. It's such a brilliant devotee of the Lord. So many nice things he said that actually are simple at the same time, most profound. So about the 1500 AD, the incarnation of God, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, began the Hare Krishna movement in Navadvipa, a city in the Indian province of Bengal. This movement, based on the philosophy of ancient Sanskrit texts of devotion to Krishna, like the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, spread all over India within a short time. The movement popularized Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, as the most effective means of God realization for the present age of Kali, a time of rampant faithlessness, sin, and materialism. After 1750 AD, the influence of the Hare Krishna movement seemed to wane. Many sects of Sahajiyas, chief pseudo-devotees, Prabhupada, each claimed to be the true purveyors of Vaishnava Dharma, the religion of Lord Vishnu or Krishna. Because of their bad character, the Sahajiyas brought disrepute upon the pure movement of love of God begun by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the 1800s, an eternally perfect devotee of Krishna descended from the spiritual world to the material world to revive the Hare Krishna movement and to initiate its expansion beyond the borders of India. This was Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who was named Kedarnath Datta by his father, some say by his godfather, was born in opulent circumstances on the 2nd of September 1838 on a Sunday in Biranagar or Ullagram in the district of Nadia. He was the 7th son of Raja Krishnananda Datta, a great devotee of Lord Nityananda. He was also known as the great grandson of Madan Mohan and the 3rd son of his godfather, Anandachandra. He would also be known as Deity Kulera Prahlad. This was because Vaishnavism was not very much respected in his family. On his mother's side, there was no respect for Vaishnavism at all. His childhood was spent at the mansion of his maternal grandfather,
Mustofi Mahashaya, in Biranagar. His environment at this time was very opulent. He got his elementary education at the primary school started by his grandmother. Later, he attended an English school in Krishnanagar, started by the king of Nadia. He left the school when his older brother died unexpectedly of cholera. He had to take over family responsibilities. When he was 11 years old, his father passed away. Subsequently, the grant of land that had been conferred upon his grandmother changed owners. At this time, the family fell into a condition of poverty. Now the land is gone. Their great wealth proved to be illusory. Still, the young Kedarnath Datta passed over these difficulties with great endurance. His mother arranged a marriage for him when he was just 12 years old. 1850 AD, to the then 5-year-old daughter of Madhusudan Mitra Mahashaya, a resident of Ranaghat. Around this time, Kashi Prashad Ghosh Mahashaya Thakur, Kedarnath Datta's uncle, who had mastered under the British education, came to Ullagrama after the death of his maternal grandfather. He schooled young Kedarnath Datta at his home in Calcutta. This was first resisted by Kedarnath Datta's mother, but by the time he was, I think they missed out a number, so many years of age, he was allowed to go. The house was situated in Heduya district of central Calcutta. Kashi Prasad was the central figure of the literary circle of his time, being the editor of the Hindu Intelligencer. Many writers came to him to learn the art of writing in correct English. At this time, and recognizing Kedarnath Datta's natural ability, he assisted Kashi Prasad by judging manuscripts submitted to the newspaper. Sri Kedarnath Datta studied Kashi Prasad's books and also frequented the public library. So he got very good English from this. He was like an editor at such a young age. He attended Calcutta's Hindu Charitable Institution High School and became an expert English reader, speaker, and writer. He became ill from the salty water of Calcutta. He returned to Ulagrama and was treated by a Muslim soothsayer, a tantric, who predicted that the village of Birnagara would soon become pestilence-ridden and deserted. The Muslim also predicted Kedarnath Datta would become recognized as a great devotee of Lord Krishna. Jai Shri Radha Kalachanji Ki Jai. At the age of 18 years, in 1856, Kedarnath Datta entered college in Calcutta. He started writing extensively in both English and Bengali. These essays were published in local journals. He also lectured in both languages. He further studied English literature at this time extensively and taught speech making to a person who later became a well-known orator in the British Parliament. Between the years of 1857 and 1858, he composed a two-part English epic entitled The Poriyad, which he planned to complete in 12 books. These two books describe the life of Porus, who met Alexander the Great. Sriman Dvijendranath Thakur, the eldest son of Maharshi Devendranath Thakur, was Sri Kedarnath Datta's best friend during the scholastic years. He assisted Kedarnath Datta in his studies of Western religious literatures. So he knew Western religion. Affectionately, Kedarnath Datta also used to call Devendranath Thakur Baro Dada, or Big Brother. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also wrote a book entitled From Jesus to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, something like that. He showed how Jesus was actually an essential purpose. He served an essential purpose in Lord Chaitanya's movement. Yeah, it's very interesting that he wrote that. He very highly respected Christianity himself. Of course, he showed that it was incomplete, the science was incomplete, but he respected it nonetheless. And he showed its value. He was very taken by Christian theology. There you go. He was very taken by Christian theology and regarding it more interesting and less offensive than Hindu monism, Advaita Vedanta of Shankaracharya. He would spend many hours comparing the writings of Channing, Theodore, Parker, Emerson, and Newman. At the British Indian Society, he gave a lecture on the evolution of matter through the material mode of goodness. At the end of 1858, Kedarnath Datta returned to Birnagara and found Mutsi's prediction about that place to have come true. The place was ruined and deserted. Mutsi was that Muslim soothsayer, the tantric. Sri Kedarnath Datta brought his mother and paternal grandmother with him, from there to Calcutta. Soon after, he went to Orissa to visit his paternal grandfather, Rajavallabh Datta, who used to be a big man in Calcutta, who was now living as an ascetic in the Orissan countryside. His days were coming to a close. He could predict the future, so he knew it himself very well. He wanted Kedarnath Datta to be with him when he departed this world, which he did in 1859, when Kedarnath Datta was 21 years of age. After receiving his grandfather's last instructions, he traveled to all the monasteries and temples in the state of Orissa. As a young householder, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur began to consider the question of the means of his livelihood. He was not interested in business, as he'd seen how the apparent necessary dishonesty of the trade would of the trade world due to competition for sales had morally weakened the merchant class. Their work ethics becoming removed from the principle of mutually helping others, by which they would automatically be protected from failure to succeed, as well as being cooperatively assisted by the natural laws of compensation, karma. He decided instead to become a school teacher. He established a school for the English education, in the village of Kendrapara, near Chuttigrama, in Orissa, thus becoming a pioneer in English teaching in that state. He also could see the oppressive power wielded by the landowners of Chuttigrama. After some time, he went to Puri and passed a teacher's examination. He got a teacher's post in Chuttak school and later became headmaster of a school in Bhadraka and then in Madinipur. He dedicated his work, his dedicated work was noted by the school board authorities. In Bhadraka, his first son, Ananda Prasad, Achyutananda, was born in 1860. He published a book that year in English that described all the ashramas and temples in the state. This book received favorable mention in the work called Orissa by British historian Sir William Hunter. Hunter praised Kedarnath Dutta's moral and religious character, as everyone did. As the headmaster of Medinipur High School, Kedarnath Dutta looked into the various religious sects, their philosophies and practices. He could see that many of them were taking it all very cheaply. He came to understand that the only real religion that had ever been established in Bengal was that of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Unfortunately, at present, his movement was not well represented. Due to the misrepresentations and corruptions and influence of the upper sampradayas, this sincere soul, Sri Kedarnath Dutta, could not even get a copy of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, despite all his efforts. The Thakur made an onslaught against those who had belonged to the upper sampradayas, who were polluting Gaudiya Vaishnavism by basically 13 deviant philosophies. Ola Bola, two types, Kartabhaja, Neda, Daravesha, Shani, Sahajiya, Shahibeki, Smarta, Jatagoshani, Ativadi, Chuddhadhari, and Gauranga Nagari. These are the 13 deviations that we're talking about, 13 deviant philosophies. These deviant groups, mostly because of their boldness, had been seen by the public as the Gaudiya Sampradaya, although actually none were following the pure Vaishnava regulative principle strictly, as laid down by the followers of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, namely the Goswamis. Being a follower of the Goswamis or not is interdependent on qualifying one to be a Gaudiya Vaishnava. For more detail on upper sampradayas, one should read the very nice articles running as a sequel in the book, in the Back to Godhead magazine 1991 editions on the same by His Holiness Sohotra Swami of ISKCON. Sri Kedarnath Dutta's first wife died, so in the town of Jakapura he married Bhagyavati De. So this is his second wife. In the year 1861, Sri Kedarnath Dutta accepted the post of deputy magistrate in the government of Bengal. Then he became a collectorate officer after seeing the corruption of the government workers. He established an organization called the Bhratri Samaj. Bhratri means brothers. He wrote an English book in 1863 called Our Wants, meaning, you know, like we say, needs and wants, so our wants. At this time, he also constructed a home in Ranaghat. Later in 1863, he stayed in Burdwan, where he composed two novel poems in Bengali, Vijayanagrama, Deserted Village, and Sannyasi. Volume 39 of the 1863 Calcutta Review praised those poems, saying, "We hope the author will continue to give his countrymen the benefit of his elegant and unassuming pen, which is quite free from the objectionable licenses of thought and expression which abound in many dramas recently published. The want of the day is the creation of a literature for Hindu ladies, and we trust that many more educated natives will have the good sense to devote their time and abilities to the attainment of this most desirable aim. The rhyme and style of these two poems were original. They gave birth to a new way of writing poetry in the Bengali language. Sri Kedarnath Datta, in the post of deputy magistrate, in the year 1866, Kedarnath Datta took the position of deputy registrar with the power of deputy collector and deputy magistrate in the district of Chapara. He also was known to have become quite fluent in Persian and Urdu. In a place called Saran in Chapara, a clique of tea planters made unjust demands of him. He successfully opposed them, and while at Charan, he visited the Gautama Ashrama of Godana. Desiring to establish a school for teaching Nyaya Shastra. He delivered a speech there in 1866 that was well received. The school was in fact established, the founding stone being laid in 1883 by Sir Rivers Thompson, after whom the school was named. Though Sri Kedarnath Datta had no further part in the project after his speech, the talk he gave was instrumental in securing public aid for the school. Also in 1866, Kedarnath Datta translated the Belied Registry Manual into Urdu, which was circulated by the government throughout the United Provinces of Agra and Oude. This manual was used by registration departments of those areas. Sri Kedarnath Datta was transferred to Purnia from Chapara, where he took charge of the government and judicial departments. He was then transferred to Dinajapur, West Bengal, in 1868, becoming the deputy magistrate. At this time, he received copies of the Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita from Calcutta. So he finally got the Chaitanya Charitamrita. He read Chaitanya Charitamrita repeatedly. His faith in Krishna consciousness developed until he was absorbed in the pure bhakti sastras day and night. He was incessantly submitting heartfelt prayers for the Lord's mercy. He came to understand the supreme majesty and power of the one and only absolute personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. He published a song about Lord Chaitanya entitled Satchidananda Premalankara. In 1869, while serving as deputy magistrate under the government of Bengal in Dinajapur, he delivered a speech in the form of a treatise he had written on the Srimad Bhagavatam to a big congregation of many prominent men of letters from many parts of India and England. He was transferred to Champarana, during which time his second son, Radhika Prasad, was born. In Champarana, people used to worship a ghost in a banyan tree, which had the power to influence the mind of the local judge to decide in favor of the worshipper. Sri Kedarnath Datta engaged the father of Pandit Ramabai, a famous girl scholar, to read Srimad Bhagavatam under the tree continuously by day and night. After 1 month, the tree crashed to the ground. And naturally, many people found faith in the Srimad Bhagavatam. From Champarana, he went to Puri, which engladdened his heart no end. Near the capital of Orissa, in the town of Kamanala, there lived a yogi named Bishakishen, who would lean into a fire while sitting close by, then return to an erect sitting posture. In this way, he'd rock back and forth over the flames. He could also produce fire from his head. He had two companions going by the names Brahma and Shiva. He claimed to be Mahavishnu. The small kings of Orissa came under his sway and were providing funds for the construction of a temple for the three guna avatars, meaning himself and of course Brahma and Vishnu and Shiva. They also sent him women with whom he had engaged in rasa lila enjoyments. Bishakishena declared He'd drive off the British from ruling Orissa and himself would become king. He published such statements which were circulated all around Orissa. The British thought him a revolutionary for speaking out against the British Raj. So the district governor of the National Government of Bengal drew up arrest orders. But nobody in Orissa dared to act upon these orders, as they all feared Bishakishen. Mr. Ravenshaw, district commissioner for Orissa, requested Sri Kedarnath Datta to bring Bishakishen to justice. Sri Kedarnath Datta went personally to Bishakishen. Bishakishen showed some powers that would normally scare off an ordinary man and informed Kedarnath Datta that he knew well who he was and his mission, but that since he, Bishakishen, was the Lord, he'd better not interfere with him. That was enough for Sri Kedarnath Datta, who replied by acknowledging Bishakishen's accomplishments in yoga and tantra and requested him to come to Puri where he could have darshan of Lord Jagannath. Bishakishen heartily said, "Why should I come to see Jagannath? He's only a hunk of wood. I am the supreme person." Sri Kedarnath Datta became instantly furious and arrested the rogue, brought him to Puri and threw him in jail, where he was guarded by 36 Muslim constables and 72 policemen from Chuttak day and night. Such a powerful person. The accomplice to the divine trilogy, Brahma and Shiva, avoided arrest by claiming they had been forced by Bishakishen to do as they had done. But Mr. Taylor, subdivision officer of Kodar, later prosecuted them too. The fearless Kedarnath Datta tried Bishakishen in Puri. The trial lasted 18 days, during which time thousands of people whom he had control over gathered outside the courtroom demanding Bishakishen's release. On day 6 of the trial, Kedarnath Datta's second daughter, Kadambini, aged 7 years, became seriously ill and nearly died. But within a day, she had recovered. Sri Kedarnath Datta knew it was the power of tantric yogi at work. He remarked, "Yes, let us all die, but this rascal must be punished." The very next day in court, the yogi announced he'd shown his power and would show much more. He suggested that Kedarnath Datta should release him at once or face worse miseries. On the last day of the trial, Kedarnath Datta himself became ill from high fever and suffered exactly as his daughter had done, for one whole day. But the determined Kedarnath Datta pronounced the man guilty and sentenced him to 18 months for political conspiracy. When Bishakishen was being readied for jail, one Dr. Walter, the district medical officer, cut off all of the yogi's hair. The yogi drew power from his long hair. He hadn't eaten or drunk during the whole trial, so he fell to the floor like a dead man and had to be taken by stretcher to jail. After 3 months, he was moved to the central jail at Midnapur, where he took poison and died there in the year 1873. In Puri, Sri Kedarnath Datta studied Srimad Bhagavatam with the commentary of Sridhar Swami. He also copied out in longhand the Satsandharvas of Jiva Goswami and made a special study of Srila Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. You know, when you write out longhand the Satsandharvas. The Satsandharvas is 400,000 verses. The Srimad Bhagavatam is 18,000 verses. It's right writing out the whole Srimad Bhagavatam. How many times? It's like 21 times. It's amazing. Between the years 1874 and 1893, Bhaktivinoda Thakur spent much time in seclusion chanting the holy name, though he executed his worldly duties perseveringly. He wrote several books in Sanskrit, such as Sri Krishna Sangita, Tattva Sutram, and Tattva Viveka, which we have cited in the early sections of this book. He wrote many books in Bengali, such as the Kalyana Kalpataru. In 1874, he composed Datta Koshtubha in Sanskrit. While in Puri, he established a Vaishnava discussion society known as the Bhagavat Thamsat in the Jagannath Vallabha Gardens, where Sri Ramananda Rai did bhajan. All the prominent Vaishnavas joined the group except for Raghunath Das Babaji, known as Siddha Purusha. He thought that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was unauthorized as he did not wear kanthimala or tilak Moreover, he advised other Vaishnavas to avoid Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's association. But soon thereafter, Raghunath Das Babaji contracted a deathly illness for his offense. In a dream, Lord Jagannath appeared to him and told him to pray for the mercy of Bhaktivinoda Thakur if at all he wanted release from the illness and death. He did so. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave him special medicines and cured him, and also blessed Raghunath Das Babaji with a true awareness of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's position. Others had a natural affection, like Sri Swarup Das Babaji, who did bhajan at Satasan near the ocean in Puri. He showed much affection for Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and gave him many profound instructions and insights from his own realizations on the bhajana of the holy name. Another, Charan Das Babaji, preached and printed books advising that one should chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in Japa and Nitai Gaura Radhe Shyam Hare Krishna Hare Ram in Kirtan. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur preached long and hard to him. After a long time, Charan Das Babaji came to his senses and begged forgiveness from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, admitting his fault and spreading the nonsense mantra all over Bengal. 6 months later, Charan Das Babaji went mad and died in great distress. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was one of his age's most foremost devotional scholars. Yet humbly, he presents himself as the insignificant messenger of the Lord, as we can note from his following message of his. The way how I got the inspiration to compile this book, Sri Srimad Bhagavat Arka Marichamala, is a divine mystery, which I felt not proper from my part to disclose, as it might be bridging spiritual conceit. But subsequently I realized that it would be an undoing of my spiritual master, which might stand as an obstacle in my path of spiritual progress. Therefore, without any shame, I record the fact that while under the benediction of my guru, Sri Bipin Bihari Goswami, who belong to the great heritage of Thakur Bamsi Badana, a faithful follower of my Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I was deeply penetrating upon Srimad Bhagavatam. One day, in a vision, Sri Swarup Damodar, the right-hand personal adherent of Lord Sri Chaitanya, instructed me to compile the shlokas of Srimad Bhagavatam in accordance with the principles of Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojan, as laid down by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that book will be read with an easy understanding, with great interest and delight by... loving devotees of the Lord. Sri Swarup Damodar Prabhu further guided me by giving a wonderful explanation of the first shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam, and also showed me how I have to explain the slokas under the light of Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur became manager of Jagannath Puri Temple. He used his government powers to establish regularity in the worship of the deity. In the Jagannath Puri Temple courtyard, he established a bhakti mandap, where daily discourses of Srimad Bhagavatam were held. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur would spend long hours discussing Krishna and chanting the holy name, especially at Tota Gopinath Mandir, the tomb of Haridas Thakur, the Siddha Bakula, and the Gambhira. He made notes on Vedanta Sutra, which were used by Srila Shyamala Goswami in the edition of the Govinda Bhasya by Baladev Vidyabhushan that he published. Near the Jagannath Ballabha Gardens, in a large house adjacent the Narayan Chattamatha, on the fifth day of the dark fortnight of Magha, in the year of 1874, the fourth son of Bhaktivinoda Thakur took birth. He was named Bimala Prasad, later known as Om Vishnupada Paramahansa Sri Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. As a householder, Bhaktivinoda had two wives and no less than 10 children, of which the great Vaishnava scholar Sri Srimad Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was one. Bimala Prasad, or Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, was born in Sri Purushottam Kshetra, Jagannath Puri, on 6th of February, 1874 AD, answering the prayer of Bhaktivinoda for the Lord to send a ray of Vishnu. to preach the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. He was given the name Bimala Prasad. When the child was 6 months old, Lord Jagannath's cart stopped in front of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house in Puri for 3 days during the procession. You know, they tried to move the cart for 3 days. They weren't able to move it. All the people, you know, there are like hundreds of thousands of people pulling the cart, and they can't pull the cart. You know, because the Lord wanted to stand there for 3 days. Bhaktivinoda told his wife Bhagavati Devi to bring out the child for darshan of Lord Jagannath. As she placed the child before the Lord, a garland from the Lord encircled the baby boy, and the first grain ceremony, Annaprashana, was performed at that time with Jagannath Prasad. Bimala Prasad stayed in Puri for 10 months after his son's birth, and then went to Bengal by palanquin on his mother's lap. His infancy was spent in Nadia district's Ranaghat, hearing topics of Sri Hari from his mother. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and his wife were orthodox and virtuous. They never allowed their children to eat anything other than prasad, nor to associate with bad company. One day, when Bimala Prasad was still a small child of no more than 4 years, his father mildly rebuked him for eating a mango not yet duly offered to Lord Krishna. Bimala Prasad, although only a child, considered himself an offender to the Lord and vowed never again to eat mangoes. This was a vow that he would follow throughout his life. By the time Bimala Prasad was 7 years old, he had memorized the entire Srimad Bhagavad Gita and could even explain its verses, giving wonderful purports. This is at seven. He not only knew the Bhagavad Gita by heart, he can explain it with wonderful purports. His father then began training him in proofreading and printing at the age of seven. In conjunction with the publishing of the Vaishnava magazine called Sajjana Toshani, 2 years later, Kamala Prasad, the third son of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, had taken birth. Now, 2 years earlier, I'm sorry. 2 years earlier, Kamala Prasad, the third son of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, had taken birth. In 1874, Bhaktivinoda Thakur discovered the Raja of Puri had misappropriated rupees 80,000 for sense gratification. This money belonged to the temple, so Bhaktivinoda Thakur forced the Raja to give Lord Jagannath bhoga 52 times daily. This diminished the money quickly. The Raja was angry at Bhaktivinoda Thakur and began, with the help of 50 pundits, a Marna Karmani Tantric Yajna meant for killing Bhaktivinoda Thakur, which went on for 30 days. When the last oblations were poured, it was the king's son and not the pure-hearted Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur who died. Never works. He left Puri on special business, returned to Bengal and saw Navadvip, Shantipur and Kalana. He was put in charge of the subdivision of Mahisharekha in Howrah. After that, he was transferred to Bhadraka. In August 1878, he was made head of the subdivision of Naraila in the Yashohan district. While in Naraila, his two famous books, Sri Krishna Sangita and Sri Krishna Kalpataru, were published. In a letter dated April 16, 1880, Dr. Reinhold Roast wrote to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, "By representing Krishna's character and his worship in a more sublime and transcendental light than has hitherto been the custom to regard him, you have rendered an essential service to your co-religionists, and no one would have taken more delight in your work than my departed friend, Goldstoker, the sincerest and most zealous advocate of the Hindus ever in Europe." These two works brought the devotional attention of many of India's pundits and educated men. In 1877, Bharada Prasad was born, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's fifth son. In 1878, Viraja Prasad was born, the sixth son. Both appeared at Ranaghat. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur took Pancharatrika Diksha initiation from Bipin Bihari Goswami, descended from the Janava family of Bhagnapur, Bhagnapara. At the same time, his seventh son, Lalit Prasad, appeared at Ranghata. Many people had adopted Vaishnavism in Haraila, but they could not tell who was a Vaishnava and who was not. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave them shelter and instructed them on this matter most exactingly. Once Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and his son come assistant went to see Bhaktivinoda's guru, Bipin Bihari Goswami. This is a very interesting pastime. Bipin Bihari Goswami was the Diksha Guru of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur considered Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj to be his guru. But Bipin Bihari Goswami was his actual Diksha Guru. But we don't see that on the altar, we don't see his, because he was not his main Siksha Guru. Ours is a Siksha system, so it's a Siksha Guru who should be there, not the Diksha Guru. That is your main guru. Whoever is your main guru is your Siksha Guru. You know, that type of thing. This is what happened. Bipin Bihari Goswami was coming in the disciplic succession from Sri Gadadhar Pandit, the preliminary portion of Srimati Radharani. The followers of this line are generally Raganuga Bhaktas, worshipping Sri Gaur Gadadhar in loving spontaneous mood of bhava. This mood of worship is not for those who are materially confined by the dictates of the body and senses, but for those who are already experiencing their eternal loving relationship with the divine couple, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. There is an interesting little story which captures the mood of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and that of his son, then named Siddhanta Saraswati. Already he was named Siddhanta Saraswati. In their Siddha Deha, as pure Nitya Siddha eternal associates of Lord Krishna, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is Kamala Manjari, one of the maid servants of the gopis, and Siddhanta Saraswati is her assistant called Nayana Manjari. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's dealings with his Diksha Guru were always exemplary. Even though Bipin Bihari Goswami was not very advanced, being a Kanishta Adhikari Guru. How do you like that? Even a Guru can be a Kanishta Adhikari. Whereas the Thakur was an Uttama Adhikari. The disciple is the Uttama Adhikari and the master is the Kanishta Adhikari. Whereas the Thakur was Uttama Adhikari, Paramahansa of the highest order, still Bhaktivinoda Thakur always played the humble disciple. On one such occasion, in the presence of young Siddhanta Saraswati, Bhaktivinoda Thakur paid his respectful obeisances to his guru. Bipin Bihari Goswami replied by placing his feet on Thakur's head. Guru placing feet on Thakur's head. Bipin Bihari Goswami replied by placing his feet on Thakur's head. For the young, fiery Siddhanta Saraswati, this was too much. It was one thing that his father had accepted him as his formal initiating spiritual master, but this was going too far. Srila Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was only 7 years old at that time. But when Bhaktivinoda Thakur left the room, leaving the two of them alone, Siddhanta Saraswati decided to set things straight. This is what Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is saying now. You are acting like a big, big guru and you place your feet on the heads of those who you don't know. If you knew who the Thakur is, you would not do it. But you do not know. My father is a great exalted Nitya Siddha eternal associate of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna who have come here to fulfill their mission. Do you think that you are so advanced that you can place your feet on the head of such a person? I think not. You have proven yourself to be a Kanishta Adhikari neophyte by not being able to distinguish between those who are advanced and those who are less advanced. Therefore, I suggest that you desist from this practice any further. Stop being guru. Any man? This is 8-7. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur then re-entered the room and the conversation changed. Later that day, Bipin Bihari Goswami mentioned to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, your son is bold to the point of being rude. Later Thakur Bhaktivinoda found out about the conversation and used to jokingly glorify his exalted son to his friends, saying how he is fearless that he even chastised my guru, Bipin Bihari Goswami. Prabhupada remarked that even in Vedic times, in Vedic understanding, even when you are joking, you still speak the truth. Reflecting on this incident, we can see that even if one's spiritual master is not an Uttamadhikari, Mahabhagava devotee of the Lord, still one should be satisfied and serve him anyway. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who himself was certainly a Mahabhagavat, set the example how to serve and show respects. On the other side of the transcendental coin, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur showed a nice lesson to us too. We should not show ourselves to be more advanced than we really are, lest we commit offenses against those who are actually advanced. In 1881, Bhaktivinoda Thakur began publishing Sajjana Toshini, his Vaishnava journal. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had previously pilgrimaged to Kashi, Prayag, Mathura and Vrindavan of Brajamandal in 1866. At the close of his stay in Naraila, he desired to again see the land of Braja. He took 3 months for this purpose. At this time, he met Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj there, who had a program by which he moved every 6 months between Navadvip and Vrindavan. Meeting him, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur accepted him as his eternal, worshipable Shiksha, instructing guru. During his pilgrimage at this time, he dealt with a gang of dacoits known as the Kanjharas, who robbed and killed pilgrims. He gave evidence to the government and a commission was formed to wipe out this scourge. From Vrindavan, he came to Calcutta and bought a house at 181 Maniklata Street, known as Ramasha Datta Street, near Bidana Park. He started daily worship of his Sri Giridhari, the transcendental form of Krishna, who appeared in the form of Govardhan Hill, and called the house Bhakti Bhavan. He was appointed head of the subdivision of Barasha. In 1881, in the course of excavating for the construction of the Bhakti Bhavan at Rambhagan in Calcutta, a deity of Kurmadeva was unearthed. After initiating his 7-year-old son, Bhaktivinoda Thakur entrusted Bimala with the service of the deity of Kurmadeva. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur got his first initiation at the age of 7. The well-known novelist Bankim Chandra met Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur at Barasha. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had written a book about Krishna and showed it to Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I think it might mean that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta had written a book about Krishna and shown it to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who preached to Bankim Chandra for 4 days, taking little food and hardly any sleep. The result was Bankim Chandra changed his ideas, which were mundane speculations about Krishna, and his book to conform with the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay, so it was Bankim Chandra who had written the book. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur used to say, "Knowledge is power." How do you like that? That was said long ago. On April 1st, 1884, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was appointed the senior deputy magistrate at Serampore, where he admitted Bimala in Serampore High School, When Bilampore was a mere student in class 5, he invented a new method of writing named Bikanto. During this period, he took lessons in mathematics and astrology from Pandit Mahesh Chandra Chuddamani. However, he preferred to read devotional books rather than the school texts. During the last year of his stay at Barasha, 1866, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur published an edition of the Bhagavad Gita with Sanskrit commentary of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, which he translated into Bengali, the Rasika Ranjana translation. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had undertaken this task at the request of Babu Sharad Charan Mitra, an ex-judge of the Calcutta High Commission. Sriman Bankim Chandra wrote the preface acknowledging his own indebtedness to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He noted that all Bengali readers should be indebted to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur for his saintly work. From Barshat, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was transferred to Srirampur. He visited the residence of Udharana Datta Thakur, a great associate of Lord Nityananda, at Saptagram. At Kanakkula, he visited the place of Abhiram Thakur and saw the place of another great devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vasu Ramananda, at Kulinagram. At Sri Rampur, he composed and published his masterly writing, Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita, and also the Vaishnava Siddhanta Mala, Prema Pradipa, and Manaha Siksha. He was also publishing Sajjana Toshini on a regular basis. In Calcutta, he set up the Sri Chaitanya Yantra, a printing press at the Bhakti Bhavan, upon which he printed Maladhar's Sri Krishna Vijaya and his own Amneya Sutra and the Chaitanya Upanishad of the Atharva Veda. Finding the Chaitanya Upanishad was a great difficult task. Hardly anyone in Bengal had heard of it. Consequently, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had to travel to many places in Bengal looking for it. Finally, one devoted Vaishnava Pandit named Madhusudan Das sometimes found listed in the Guru Parampara listings, sent an old copy he'd been keeping with him at Sambalapura for Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote a Sanskrit commentary on the book and called it Sri Chaitanya Charanamrita. Madhusudan Das Mahashaya translated the verses into Bengali. This translation was called Amrita Bindu. It was a sellout when published. Okay, so we're going to end here. We'll now do Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Pushpanjali. And then after the Pushpanjali, we'll have Guru Puja to Thakur. And simultaneous aarti on the altar. And then we'll enjoy a feast upstairs. Jai Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai. Srila Gadadhar Pandit ki jai. It's his disappearance festival also, Gadadhar Pandit's disappearance festival today.